We're back to Neil Haley Show and also the Media Giant Effect. I'm excited to welcome Dr. Ron Kaiser. Dr. Ron, Happy New Year. And you have the best news for us for the new year to really get us going, right? Because it's the time that we're talking about our New Year's resolutions, right? Are we sticking to them already on January 6th? How are you, Dr. Ron?
Doing well, Neil. How are you doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. So wouldn't you agree that a lot of times when you work with people and they talk about their New Year's resolutions, how they're going to make changes in 2020 and every year at the beginning of the year, especially now in 2023, what is the reason why people like stop with their resolutions really early in the process?
There's several reasons. I think the main one is the fact that it's easier to make resolutions than it is to keep them. So a lot of times people will make the resolutions without thinking too widely ahead how it's going to be kept. So they make them, and in many cases, they make too broad a resolution so that there's not some measurable small steps that will lead to it. In many cases, the resolution is a negative one rather than what they're moving toward. In other words, to stop smoking or to go on a diet or something like that, as opposed to focusing on what the outcome will be in relation to health or business or financially or whatever they may be doing. So that in many cases, they're almost setting themselves up for not following through on it.
That's so, so true. And do you think there's is it a mindset thing, Dr. Ron, why people start and then they give up so quickly?
Sure. I think that you almost have to, if you're changing habits or making resolutions, you have to kind of accept the fact that it's not necessarily going to be easy. That, you know, you can't change eating habits without being hungry some of the time. Nobody always gets enthused about exercising. You know, it's harder to save money when you see things that crop up that will interfere with that. You know, I mean, there are many things that interfere with the plans that we've made because our pattern just isn't to follow through with something totally new. If we accept the fact that, hey, this is like learning to read, learning to walk, things of that nature, we're going to make a few stumbles along the way. And that doesn't mean we've been unsuccessful. We just have to have that mindset that says, okay, this is where I'm going. This is the vision I have for myself. And there may be some roadblocks along the way, but my goal is to get there.
And you're going to be part of this global summit, a habit summit. And tell us about this, because again, you're going to be one of the speakers at this event. And this is such an important thing to hear from experts that know how to change habits and to really make the right changes and continue to strive for those changes.
Well, thanks for asking me about it, Neil, because I really am enthused about this global summit on habit change and high performance habits. So it's really directed at people who feel good about themselves and want to be better versions of themselves. And so we've got, and I'm one of the co-hosts of the summit, as well as being one of the 15 presenters. We have people presenting from all over the world, from the United States, Canada, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, many places. And it's going to run January 23rd through the 26th. That's a Monday through Thursday. It's morning hours during the United States, depending where you are. It'll be either early morning or late morning. It'll be in the latter part of the afternoon in Europe, and people in Australia and New Zealand probably going to want to order the option that enables you to have the recordings for your lifetime. There are various options, various bonuses, but the key thing is that we have speakers who have accomplished a whole lot in their lives. And we'll be talking about things from how to change negative thinking to how to deal with exercising more effectively, to how to deal with healthy nutrition, to how to make business changes, how to move from being a wantrepreneur to kind of an entrepreneur in one's business, how to be able to lead your life in a positive way that will ensure the chances that you're going to be able to make those habits and that you are going to be able to stick with them. My individual presentation is really going to be looking at the fact that you can make changes throughout the lifespan. You're never too old to make them. And I'm also going to be talking about how do you maintain habits once they've changed, because we all know that a lot of times it's easier to quit smoking than say to stay quit. It's easier to start writing down a to-do list than to do it every day. It's harder to, you know, just kind of keep going with it. So that'll be one of the things that we do to try and reinforce habit change.
Oh, absolutely. And you're really right about reinforcing habit change, because making those changes are so, so important. And it's about not giving up, but you're talking about, this is so jam-packed. You're talking not just about, you know, habits involving mental health. You're talking healthiness for eating. You're talking financial. You're talking many different areas, as even speaking to entrepreneurs and looking at how they can take the right measures. And you're going to learn through this process. I mean, to have those many days, you can really start to set goals for yourself for 2023. It's like, okay, we just started the ground running. And a lot of people just woke up today, to be honest with you, Dr. Ron, and you're going to see next week everyone coming out of the woodwork ready to accomplish their goals. And hopefully they can stick to them by coming to this Habit Summit, which is going to be available, my link in all the different podcast notes. But there is a website as well for the radio listeners that are not going to see this in the link, are going to be listening in the car. Where is that?
The website, it's actually, first of all, you can go to my website, the Mental Health Gym, and you can access it from there. But there also is a link that goes for, again, it's called the Virtual Global Summit on Habit Change and High Performance Habits, and has all the information available to them. And certainly, we hope that your listeners will join the summit. If they have questions, it gets answered from that link, or you can contact me. We're deliberately doing it in January because we want to be able to help people implement those changes that they kind of desire to implement through their New Year's resolution. But it's also not too late to begin to decide, hey, you know, I want to make certain changes in my life, and this is a good time to start with the whole year ahead of me.
You know, and that's so huge. I mean, I'm really excited for you about something like this. And it's something that's so, so needed. And I want to thank my listeners as well. They take a lot of action. We talk about the podcasting. We talk about the YouTube channel that I have. But my radio listeners that drive traffic and take action by joining the summit. So we appreciate it, Dr. Ron.
Great. Well, they're the kind of people we want, because they're approaching it with the appropriate mindset, because habit change doesn't take place without action.
Awesome. You're listening and watching the Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.